The spike protein bioweapon is working to bring down human civilization in an unexpected way. And it's through cognitive decline. Now, we all already know that the spike protein causes myocarditis, heart attacks, and strokes, kills people, it causes infertility and effectively a slow depopulation through that method, or I don't know, rapid, however you wish to characterize it. But cognitive decline is something that is rapidly accelerating. I don't know if you've noticed this, but I'm seeing it everywhere. I'm seeing that people who took the vaccine, and especially those who continue to take the booster shots, are no longer able to cognitively function. They can't hold ideas in their minds. They can't complete tasks. They can't organize. They can't think. They can't plan. They are being made, you know, medically speaking, cognitively retarded because the spike protein damages neurology. And I don't mean that every single person who took the vaccine has become an idiot. What I mean is it's clear that those who took the mRNA injections, their bodies have been turned into spike protein factories. And so they're creating spike proteins, which are having a long-term effect circulating in their bodies on an ongoing basis, by the way. It's not clear when that ever ends. Because, you know, the mRNA takeover of the cells to produce these spike proteins and to introduce them into the blood, this is the design of the mRNA injections. And so spike proteins are being produced and they're circulating in these people's bodies and they are being pumped into their brains through the blood supply. And it's affecting their neurology. So much so that I'm beginning to wonder if human civilization is sustainable at this point. Because we're seeing the breakdown of a level. Well, look, you have to have people who can think in order to have a sustainable civilization, right? You've got to have policies that make sense. You have to have economics functioning. You have to have people who understand risk, who understand numbers and accounting. You have to have people who understand logistics and transportation and supply chains and farming and food production, and all these things have to work. And all these things are breaking down. And if you trace the breakdowns, it's easy to blame it on COVID. Oh, the lockdowns and the supply chain problems. But actually, that's over. So what accounts for the breakdowns now? I believe a large portion of the breakdowns right now are due to cognitive retardation caused by spike protein exposure and the deterioration of brains. And it's almost as if you did an autopsy on some of these people and you opened up their skulls, not that I'm saying you should, but if you did, it might look a lot like prion disease, just folded proteins, kind of like a non-functional mass. And, you know, instead of the normal healthy pink brain matter, you would have just gray, dead, gelatinous, you know, spike protein matter. It's like the brain has been slowly taken over with the spike protein. And what's horrifying and also fascinating about this is that, you know, the brain can compensate for a lot of damage. There is something called neuroplasticity, and the brain rewires itself because it is such an extraordinary piece of biology. You know, the brain can relearn things, as we're seeing with stroke victims like Jamie Foxx. He's relearning how to walk after the vaccine, after he took the vaccine and then suffered a really debilitating stroke that apparently left half his body at least temporarily paralyzed, according to reports. So your brain can relearn a lot of things, which means that there's a certain amount of damage that can take place in the brain that can go unnoticeable, even by the person who's brain damaged and also by the people around them. So although it's hard to put exact numbers on this, just as a thought experiment, let's say the spike protein damages somebody's brain by 10%. Would you even notice? I mean, a lot of people aren't that smart anyway. If they talk in a way that's 10% more stupid, I mean, who's going to know the difference? Well, what if they're damaged 25%, 30, 40, 50%. Well, the brain can compensate. So they might have 50% spike protein damage in the brain, but the brain rewires and relearns to kind of compensate for half of that. So maybe they're only functioning at a 25% loss. And you're talking to these people, like what happened, I relayed this story, it's a true story. One of my family members was at a doctor's office and trying to pay the receptionist the money that was due, and the amount due was $398, and my family member paid them $400, and the receptionist was trying to desperately calculate with a calculator what's 400 minus 398, and couldn't figure it out, and didn't trust my family member when they said, it's $2, you freaking moron. But the point is that person already 50% spike protein damage? Because you know, to work in medicine today, almost everybody has to be vaccinated. So almost everybody is a spike protein factory or carrier, or has been exposed through shedding to spike proteins. So how can you have a human being working in a medical office who doesn't know 400 minus 398 equals 2? Answer, brain damage. Literal brain damage. Spike protein infiltration of the brain. I don't know if eating is the right word. It's probably not the right word, but you could say degrading the neurological function of the brain to the point where people are just babbling idiots. And I know you've seen some of these like man on the street videos that are sometimes hilarious, where this guy goes out onto the like a city street on a Saturday night and puts a microphone in front of some dumb girl and asks her questions like, what continent are we on? And she's like, continent? What is a continent? Or there was a question he was asking some girl like, what ocean is to the east of the continental United States, right? And I don't know. Or asked one girl, what is the duration of the term of the presidency of the United States? And the girl said, an hour. And it's not just girls, there are dumb guys too, but for some reason these videos tend to focus on the dumbest girls that human civilization has apparently ever produced. And you wonder, I know it's easy to blame the education system, say, well, of course they're stupid, they're not being taught anything except LGBT victimhood and woke values and virtue signaling, but I don't think that's the whole explanation. I think their brains are being destroyed by the spike protein. And this is a subtle way that that bioweapon brings down society. Now, think about this. Think about the people you interact with. And I know I've mentioned this before, but in a doctor's office, in a bank, oh my gosh, an incredible collection of morons that work at banks now that have no idea how numbers function, integers, much less, you know, fractions or compounding interest or other complex subjects. Ah, they go crazy. They don't even know. These people are cognitively retarded, and they're everywhere. I mean, it's so bad that even as an employer in the state of Texas, we require employees to take a basic intelligence test just to see if their brains are functioning. And it's a sit-down test on a computer, and it's simple questions like, well, kind of like from the movie Idiocracy. Remember one of those questions? If one bucket contains 4 gallons of water and a second bucket contains 2 gallons of water, how many buckets do you have? Like, that's the question from the movie, I think. And the guy's like, two? And he's surrounded by all these idiots who are failing the test. Well, what we've come to realize is, on a test where every person, like every one of you listening to this, you would score 99 or 100 on this test. We are finding applicants that score 37, 24, and one person scored like 18. And the questions are so simple. I mean, I can't even describe the level of cognitive impairment that would be necessary to miss 4 out of 5 of these questions. And yet, it is common. And this isn't just a Texas thing, for those of you who think Texas is just some outback rural, hick town. No, it isn't. Texas has high tech. Texas has rocketry and like actual rocket scientists and laboratory science. And Texas has some pretty darn good schools, including like MBA schools, business schools, and so on. Texas is actually one of the smartest states in the union at this point, with especially with California getting all dumbed down with wokeism. Texas is filled with a lot of smart people. And yet, what we're seeing is a dumbing down that is absolutely horrifying. And it's new. It wasn't this way 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It wasn't this way. It's not just that I'm noticing these things, in case you're wondering. It's that everywhere you go, people are dumb as rocks. And there's no nice words that you could say dumb or stupid or retarded, whatever. People complain about all those words instead of listening to the main point. People will complain, "You use the word retarded. You can't use that." You miss the point that people are retarded. Whatever word you want to use is fine with me. Don't complain to me about what word I'm using. I'm describing the fact that people are retarded. And it's a spike protein damage, clearly, causing the neurological retardation. That is true. That is happening, and it is everywhere in society, including in government. I mean, go to a city council meeting. If you want to see six people, however many people in your city council, six people, 10 people, 12 people, who are the dumbest, most retarded human beings on this planet, try to sit through a city council meeting and meet your city council members. With few exceptions, they are so stupid. It makes me wonder how they put their clothes on. They have no knowledge, at least this is in my experience, sitting through some of these and watching some videos. They have no knowledge of really anything, economics, numbers, finance, accounting. I mean, they will sit there and they will say things like, we should have a new benefit. Let's hand out money to everybody who's black. And then you'll ask them a question like, where does that money come from? And their answer is, it comes from the budget. No, but where does the budget get the money to hand out to people who are black? And I don't know, it just comes. It's just money. It's like, again, from Idiocracy. It's like that guy, I like money. Oh, how many billions is that? It's like, what? These people are retarded, cognitively retarded. And so the big question I'm trying to ask here is, how does society function when the brains of those who are making the policy decisions and running the institutions and running governments and so on and corporations, when those people are cognitively impaired? How does society function? Because, I remember back in the 1980s, this was before the internet. People were so much smarter in the 80s. I was, what did I do? After school, I worked. I was, big into computers. And I worked one summer at an insurance firm. And I was reorganizing their data. And they were trying to computerize their data at the time. And I was helping them with that. Even as a young, high school kid, I was helping them. And they were smart. Like, they could do math. They had a, it was a physical filing system. The files were in on the shelf in this giant metal filing rack that was on one wall of a storage room. It was the file room. And people were smart enough to go in there and find the file and get the file and pull out the papers and punch it in on the calculators and do the math and figure the percentages and quote an insurance policy and whatever. They were functional. They were competent. And they were just average people, by the way. I mean, they weren't super special, high IQ individuals, just average, ordinary people who could still do math. Today, I guarantee you walk into a typical insurance company, they can't do any math at all. Just like in the bank, the people that work at the banks, in my experience, can't do math at all. And you remember, I'm not going to say the whole story again, but you remember the story I told you about the bank, was it was it the manager or the vice president of the bank asking me whether it made more sense to do one CD of $100,000 at 2% yield, or if it pays more, to have two CDs at $50,000 each that pay 2% yield? And of course, the answer is it's the same. My God, you run this bank? How do you not know these answers, right? So I'm seeing this. I'm wondering, are you seeing this? And are you especially seeing this among those who keep getting jabbed? Because that seems to be the common factor. Even your family members, let's say. And I know you already think most of your family members are retarded anyway, because that's a universal thing. But are they more retarded if they took a lot of vaccine jabs? There's a question for you. Like, how did it go last Thanksgiving at your family dinner? Were they extra retarded because they got jabbed? I'm just curious. I don't know. I didn't even have Thanksgiving dinner with my family. I was too busy. But and thank God there are members of my family who have not taken any of these jabs, and they're doing fine. And then there are members of my family who did take the jabs, and they're in and out of the hospitals, all kinds of problems, and sick all the time. And they think they believe in the science, you know, but they're idiots. And this, again, I'm wondering, are you seeing the same thing? It's really astonishing. But it's not a laughing matter, even though I'm kind of chuckling a little bit, but it's not a laughing matter when you talk about all of society. How does society function? I mean, the cities are collapsing. The financial system that we're all suffering under is collapsing. And it will. There would be a massive rug pull here that will just thrust the world into destitution and chaos. I mean, we are talking about a financial collapse that will be absolutely historic and devastating, because you think about it, the idiots are running the system. It's the idiots at the Federal Reserve. Janet Yellen, I mean, there's an idiot. I bet you she's fully vaccinated. She doesn't even understand interest rates or inflation or money supply or just basic things. I learned this stuff in college. I had an economics professor. He was Japanese. His name was Ishizawa. And I wrote an economic simulator, by the way, on the computer. I wrote the code and did that for some extra credit because I couldn't understand his English. Everything he would say was a strong Japanese accent. He was a cool guy, but I had no idea what he was saying. So I had to do some extra credit to try to make up for all the failed assignments, because I'm like, what did that guy even say? But anyway, I understood all the economics, and I was, 19 or 20 years old. And today you have people, young minds that should be fresh and should be functional, and they can't grasp anything to do with numbers. You know, with some exceptions, there are a few bright people out there, but they become more rare, it seems, by the day. And when you encounter one, you feel a sense of victory, don't you? Like, you ever have an intelligent conversation with a smart, informed person? You're like, yes, this is so refreshing. And then you think, oh my God, how depressing is that? That just finding somebody who's not an idiot is now worth celebrating. Right? Have you had that kind of moment yourself? So it's really something. And if you really want to see idiocy in action, go onto YouTube and search for forklift accident videos or forklift fails. This is a great, these are really instructional videos. I saw a video of a forklift that picked up a smaller forklift, and then that forklift picked up a pallet to try to unload it on a second story window. There was a forklift on a forklift and a pallet on the smaller forklift. And guess what? That went badly, because some idiot thought, this is an awesome idea. Let's try this. Forklift fails. That it's highly instructional. And don't let morons drive forklift. So we may have to go back and rename the Idiocracy movie to be like Spike Protein Idiocracy, because it's becoming real. And in fact, I just watched that movie again the other day, and I think we have to watch it again every year, because more and more things in the movie are becoming real.
This particular individual needs to be tattooed. You're unscannable.
And it's just, seriously, watch the movie. Watch it again every year, and it's blending with reality. that movie, which seemed insane and unimaginable 10 years ago, whatever it was, more than that, now it's an accurate description of society, woke society, a society run by brain-damaged morons because they were gullible enough to take a spike protein jab that damaged their brains. And so here we are. All right, something to think about. Thank you for listening. You can post your comments about me using the word retarded in the comments below this video. Always appreciate that. Give me a better word to use. I'll try it out. No word quite describes the situation as good as the R word, right? But thanks for listening. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. And keep on the lookout for high IQ people because they're becoming as rare as unicorns. Yep. Take care now.